Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Julie Mad Blogger Show. I just thought I would do an ad hoc radio show early in the morning. This is about my personal reaction to the shooting in Annapolis. This happened at very, very recently, just now actually, at a newspaper. What happened, apparently a man was angry because of newspaper coverage about a crime that he did. Now let's think about it. The newspaper article that I accessed was a Boston Globe article, and the article stated, let me just go back to the article here. The article stated, and of course there's a lot of emphasis on how people felt in the building, how scared they were, and here we are. But of course they're going to, it was not a well-planned operation, they say, and they talked about who the victims were. There were threats of violence on social media, and trying to find it where it says, he definitely, his intent was to cause harm. I mean, this was not a confused person. But what happened was the man had stalked his girlfriend. So he seemed to carry a grudge for years, and I'm quoting, against the newspaper after he was the subject of a column describing how he harassed a former classmate from Arundel High School online, first through Facebook, then through emails. Ramos pleaded guilty in July 2011 to harassment. In a column written by Eric Hartley several days later, the victim described how Ramos had stalked her online and perhaps caused her to lose her job. What happens next? Ramos, the shooter, then apparently created a website that detailed his complaints against Hartley in the newspaper. Now, what did Hartley do? Did Hartley commit a crime? No. Hartley did not defame Ramos. I haven't accessed the article, but I assume Hartley did what journalists do. Ramos was convicted of a crime, and he probably outlined what Ramos did, interviewed the victim, and talked about and wrote about stalking. Stalking is a crime. A crime was committed. So let's look at this crime. You commit a crime, the newspapers are going to cover it. The newspapers have not committed a crime. So I would say that this is a grudge he is holding against the newspapers. What I fear, and what I have heard and seen online, is that a grudge is going to be similarly, things are going to be mistaken for grudges. And people are going to get this fear in their hearts about other types of reactions. For instance, crime victims, a victim of a real crime, is sometimes talking a lot about the perpetrator. Sometimes a crime victim goes silent, but sometimes, say, a victim, when a person has somebody in the family murdered and then the justice is never served, is that holding a grudge? No, it isn't. Look who committed the crime. The murderer committed the crime. And if justice is never served, either, say, because of racism or because the family can't get a lawyer, they're too poor, or they can't get a good lawyer and the killer goes free, is that holding a grudge? No, it's grieving. It's grieving. It's not a grudge against the killer. They were harmed by the killer. Well, let's go back. Say you are applying for a job and you are turned down because you are Muslim. So now you're going to be upset for a while at your circumstances, at the place that turned you down. What if it was a high-paying job? What if you're a computer programmer and it was a very, very high-paying job? Where's the crime? Where's the wrongdoing? Is that a grudge? It's extremely traumatic to be at the end of discrimination. It's not a grudge when you're not a person who committed a crime. Let's go back a bit. What if you are abused? What if there's a wrongdoing that takes place and you can't get a lawyer? Say you're harmed by a doctor or harmed in a hospital. You're probably going to end up with a traumatic reaction. I know people I know who are traumatized talk a whole lot about what happened or they go silent. In my case, I talked a lot about it. I was so angry that I had been deprived of water that I went on and on and on and on about it. I wouldn't stop. I couldn't stop. And the less people listened, the more I ranted on, and that was a traumatic reaction. It wasn't a grudge. How could it be a grudge? The hospital committed a crime, a human rights abuse, by depriving me of water. Now, was I going to go back and shoot people in the hospital? Absolutely not. No, I wanted a lawyer. I wanted justice. I wasn't going to go back there and shoot anybody. Let's make this perfectly clear. Was I holding a grudge against the hospital? I wouldn't call it a grudge when I personally was a crime victim. It's not a grudge. No. If it had been the other way around, if I had committed a crime and then a reporter had reported on the crime, they were doing what reporters do. You can't hold if the hospital had been doing what hospitals do, but they didn't. I mean, what their policies were not humane. You don't deprive a person with diabetes insipidus of water. It is completely, there's no justification for it. I even asked them, is there any medical reason for this? And they said, no. No medical reason. I don't see how you can compare that to a grudge. And yet, I've gone online, peeked online. She has a grudge against Massachusetts General Hospital. I don't have a grudge when I am the victim of a crime, an obvious crime. There is a difference here. Now let's look at the YouTube shooter. She apparently had some, I don't know too much about YouTube, but apparently YouTube's policies are kind of stringent, and they were taking down her YouTubes, and her entire identity was wrapped up in her YouTubing. And I think a lot of YouTubers are like that. I don't know the details of this, but apparently she was mad at YouTube for this. I have heard both sides of the story. Some people say that their rules are just, they take down everything and they make it very, very difficult for just about anybody. I've also heard that her YouTubes were kind of extreme, that she, that she probably went too far with her YouTubes. But is that a reason to go shoot people? Absolutely not. Her reaction was pretty extreme to go shoot people in the YouTube office. There are other ways she could have handled it. Then again, I don't make YouTubes often enough to have run into too much problem with them myself. Was she a crime victim? Probably not. She may have been frustrated with their policies, but I don't see it. I mean, I don't know. Although I have heard from a couple of people who make YouTubes that their policies are pretty, have changed over the years and have become somewhat unreasonable for some users and somewhat inconvenient. So I have heard both sides of the story. Still, it's not a reason to go shoot people. But it may have given her extreme frustration, whatever she was doing on YouTube. So she was carrying a grudge. But there is a difference between a person who is traumatized or who has been a victim of injustice And you know, when you're traumatized, you are going to probably rant for a while. And a person who carries a grudge because they committed a crime and people reacted the way people do. I just wanted to make that very clear. Okay, normally my show focuses on anti-psychiatry, and I think this is somewhat related. I want everybody to have a great day. And I'll see you next time.